Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second, the second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third, the left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth, the catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second, the second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to third. Skowron moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward scores. Skowron moves to third. Hansen moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field. Matthews picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Matthews. Skourin scores. Hansen scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Cater reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brian for a passed ball. Cater moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skourin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Skourin moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball towards left. Campaneris settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Campaneris. Peters moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Scourin strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey strikes out. 1 out. Rene Lachman pinch hits for Billy Bryan. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rene Lachman now catching. Catfish Hunter now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. 1 out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Green scores. Harrelson moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bert Campaneris now playing shortstop. Nelson Matthews now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lachman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blanchard moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Hansen strikes out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Charles is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lachman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Fred Talbot pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.